Well, it is a rare thrill for parents to see their sport-loving children succeed at the highest level. But there is a grandmother from Western Australia's remote north who's had that experience not once, but five times. Joan Wilson has five grandsons in the AFL. It's an achievement so unique that some are calling her tiny West Australian hometown of Halls Creek a footy factory. In a remote region where young people can struggle for opportunities, where youth crime and suicide are scourges, locals say there's a chance to put more kids on a path to success. Matt Bamford has our report.
And McCallum gets his first in AFL footy.
When Joan Wilson sits down to watch a game of Aussie rules, picking a team is almost impossible. Her grandsons represent a good chunk of the competition. There's Adelaide Crow, Shane McAdam, West Coast Sam Petrevsky-Seaton, Jai Farah from the Gold Coast, Ash Johnson at Collingwood, and now Eric Benning, who's just been drafted to the Fremantle Dockers.
You know, I never imagined this in a million years, you know.
It makes for a nerve-wracking experience on the sidelines.
Yeah, especially when I'm watching them and, you know, when they're running on and or say how to have a fall or, you know, you start raising your voice and say, get off him, leave him alone, he didn't do anything wrong, you know.
It's a remarkable achievement for the family from Halls Creek, a small town of less than 2,000 people in Western Australia's remote northern Kimberley region. The isolated outpost is surrounded by cattle stations and a World Heritage listed national park. Sadly, there's few opportunities for young people. Youth crime, unemployment and suicide are ongoing problems. But Joan Wilson says the family's strong values have served her boys well.
My parents were stolen generation era. That's where we got our values from. This name still in the boys, you know.
Football is a key part of health and wellbeing programs for youngsters in the region, but talented players must travel thousands of kilometres to Perth to pursue their careers. Wayne Paul is president of the East Kimberley Football League.
We don't have a junior football comp in Halls Creek, and there's not a lot of junior footy played in the region. So the fact that these kids are actually getting there, I mean, basically they're paying seniors at 14 or so, man, it's the fact that they're making it is, you know, I mean, makes it extra special.
In the city, they face homesickness and cultural challenges. For many Kimberley players, English isn't their first language. But in recent years, there's been more effort from AFL clubs to ease the transition. Mick Albert is from Gandwa, an Aboriginal organisation that runs football clinics and talent programs in the Kimberley.
They understand too, they need to do a bit of their end to make sure that they can transition and help transition them as best as possible. Recognising that, you know, perhaps the kids aren't used to the big city. The weather's obviously a big thing, you know, bringing some family members down to watch them play a game of footy or getting them around other Kimberley kids or Kimberley families down there. You know, that's the sort of thing that I think these young people need.
There's also been a surge of interest from young women in recent years.
I think that's effectively doubled the amount of people playing AFL footy up here with the women's competition starting. And a lot of those women are young people, you know, 14, 15, 16-year-olds.
He'd like more support for junior leagues to build emerging talent.
So that, for instance, if a remote community's got a footy club, then they would be running the local Auskick program out on that community. So, you know, that'll take some time and we need to build some capacity around that. But I think if we can achieve that within the next 5 years, I think the numbers of kids going into the AFL and the AFLW will explode.
Wayne Paul says it would put more local kids on a path to success.
It does sort of highlight the town and show that, I mean, it's got some sort of potential for these kids, I mean, and a chance to rise above.
To Joan Wilson, the community benefits are clear. Several of her grandsons flew into Halls Creek earlier this year to promote a COVID-19 vaccination program.
It was good to have them here and talking to the community, telling them how it's important, you know, to have the vaccine.
While their athletic achievements are impressive, it's this personal growth that she's most proud of.
Yeah, just to see how they have grown too from being away from Halls Creek, you know, and very confident in themselves, you know, and yeah, I'm just so wrapped.
Halls Creek grandmother Joan Wilson. Matt Bamford with that report.